Hello everybody, today's Knock Daily is Tehillim chapter 111. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter has 10 pasuk in it. This chapter was written according to the Aleph Beis. Every pasuk contains two consecutive letters of the Aleph Beis, except for the last two pasukim, which contain three letters of the Aleph Beis. The Shaila Morah points out any chapter written in accordance to the Aleph Beis is considered very precious. The Ramad Wali asked, normally when a chapter contains the Aleph Beis, the beginning of each pasuk starts with another letter. Why is this perek written differently than other ones written in congruence with the Aleph Beis? Why does each pasuk contain two letters and the last one three letters? It should have been written just like all the other ones. The Ramad Wali answers, the author of this chapter wanted specifically to contain the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis to 10 psukim, because he wanted to hint to the 10 spheres that will be fully restored from the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis in the times of Mashiach. You can see this hinted to in the opening verse when it says, Oda Hashem bechol levav, sing to Hashem with all your heart. The word bechol, with all, contains the letters chaf beis, which is numerical value of 22, to hint to the chaf beis letters of the Aleph Beis that will shine brightly when Mashiach comes. Now for the perek summary. The perek urges a person to thank Hashem with all one's heart. The author encourages us to contemplate Hashem's greatness and to put our efforts into serving Him. It specifically highlights four areas to think about. 1. The wonders of the natural world. 2. God's kindness. 3. God's special relationship with Am Yisrael. And 4. The great depth and wisdom of the Torah. Obviously, the natural conclusion, after deeply understanding Hashem's ways, is to fear and serve Him. Now for the highlight pasuk. The last verse, 10, is a very famous one. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem, seichel tov lechol osehem, tehilaso omed eslad. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, imparting sound intelligence on all who practice them. Praise of Him is everlasting. The Yalkut on Tehillim says, fear of Hashem gives intelligence to all those who practice the Torah, and not on all those who learn the Torah. Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap in Sefer Meimarom explains that we can never really get to the end of any chachma, wisdom, and fully comprehend it. For example, we can understand a lot about the human anatomy, but the deeper one investigates it, the more mysteries present themselves. It's easy to see how much we don't really understand. Even more so with Hashem's Torah, which is perfect and complete. No matter how much we learn, we never even scratch the surface. A person who decides to act with Yiras Hashem, fear of heaven, simply keeping the Torah, derives the pleasure of the Torah's wisdom. That's why it says that Hashem gives intelligence to those who practice the Torah and not necessarily to those who learn the Torah without acting in accordance with its laws. May we merit to have Yiras Shamayim, putting aside our own intelligence by simply doing mitzvahs in order to receive the higher intelligence of God. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.